Good morning, everybody. The World Bicycle Industry Association has presented a proposal as GRVA, which was referred to this meeting because of check which was requested on the definition part. I will briefly explain the given outline about the proposal itself. The proposal, which is here document, yes, indeed, is GRSG 128/21, concern regulation 78 on the braking for L category of vehicles. And there are basically two parts in this proposal: a technical part on the braking issue and a definition part. Now, the technical part has been discussed as GRVA and basically approved, but that's not the purpose of this presentation. The purpose of the presentation here today as GRSG is to discuss about the definition, because this is here on the screen is the justification of the technical part, which may be less relevant for this session, while the following documents, but okay, here we can see on this screen at least the part on the definition. Yes, so thanks to the secretary, he can leave this slide for clarity. So on the definition, there is a need to clarify the definition of speedy e-bike at the global level, because in the EU there are two types of e-bikes. There are the e-bike, which are not type approved bicycles and have speed up to 25 kilometers per hour. And there are speedy e-bike, which are type approved e-bicycles in the EU. And that's the proposal of WBA refers to this second type of e-bikes. So the one which are type approved in Europe, and in the lack of a proper definition at UN level, the association has made a proposal to add the definition in Regulation 78. Anyway, they because they are considered a pedal-driven vehicle of category L1 with auxiliary electric propulsion. And in the new paragraph of the proposal, so in the proposal there is a paragraph to add a new text in the definition, to add this the definition of speedy e-bike in Regulation 78, because as explained, there is a lack of definition, harmonized definition at UN level. And then GRVA suggested to come to this meeting in order to discuss consistency, to check consistency with RE3. So I welcome your comment. Thank you.